Dreamscape presents Seared Book 2 by Robin Weidman and Scribes of Solterra, narrated by Jay Lai. Chapter 1. A screech filled the air, a chorus of harsh calls raising in reply. Jace flinched at the sound of the pale birds, hand tightening on his dao that he used to steady himself, and his gaze shot from the platform Nye stood on and up to the tall wall, where flashes of steel and shouts of cultivators answered the cries of the raptors. He couldn't see any yet, but he didn't fancy a second encounter with them in his current state. The group of gatherers he, Sami, and Alira had entered Mount Hua outpost with shifted nervously, murmuring to each other at the arrival of more beasts that had harried them on their sprint to safety from the Badlands to the outpost.
Cultivators, to your posts!
Nye's voice rang out clearly over the courtyard before a horn sounded, long and low.
The first wave of the surge is here!
Jace looked back to the man, watching him go with nothing but loathing for him. After years of knowing his sister had suffered at the hands of the man, he wanted to do more than just humiliate the man by stealing his sister out of the very place Nye expected to be obeyed absolutely and treated like his word was law. But no matter how badly he wanted it, he knew he wouldn't be able to do any more than what he was already trying to do. Not today, at least. Maybe one day, once he was stronger, he would return and face Nye for the abuse against his sister. He shifted his gaze to the woman still lined up with him, tucking the Uperite stone back into his ring. He was satisfied at the fortuitous encounter that allowed him to let Breed know he'd infiltrated the outpost, and now he itched to actually speak with her. But as Nye leapt off the platform and his martial wives moved quickly toward whatever their assignments were, he didn't even make eye contact with her again.
Be patient, Sami muttered beside him, evidently reading his restlessness. Rash actions will get us into trouble.
Jace nodded. He knew he wouldn't be able to do much until he'd recovered some of his strength. The fight with the pale birds and the run through the Badlands had depleted any energy and strength he had, as evidenced by his still trembling legs and the slow ooze of blood still dripping down his back. A ripple of movement brought Jace's attention down to the cultivators in Mount Hua robes. They all split, some sprinting toward what Jace assumed to be access to the wall, others moving far more reservedly away.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?